As I walked around the corner, I was confronted by a man sprawled face down in the dirt. For a split second, I thought it was a sack of rubbish, then maybe a shop mannequin. Eventually, he moved a leg, confirming that I was definitely looking at a live human being. The full outline of his body became more apparent as my eyes resolved his confusing camouflaged trousers. As I approached closer, he turned and nodded, revealing a pair of binoculars perched on a small tripod in front of him. "Red Start," he said, chuckling slightly as I arrived next to him. "I appreciate birds and birdsong, but I'm certainly no expert on the rarer species. I didn't have a clue what a Red Start looked like." "It's in that bush over there," continued the man, turning back to his binoculars. I crouched down beside the chap, and there, not 20 feet away, a robin-like little bird obligingly stood still for a moment. "Phoenicurus ocherus," said the chap excitedly. "Black Red Start," he muttered, as he studied his quarry intensely. Just then another car entered our works car park there in the centre of Derby. The rude interruption scared the bird away, and it hastily left the sparse greenery that sprouted from the car park wall. "What on earth are you doing?" asked a work colleague, staring down at us. "Phoenicurus ocherus," I said. "What?" she said, dumbfounded. "Phoenicurus ocherus. Nice morning."